You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. My name is Brian Lunn, and I'm with the Fort Stewart's Public Affairs team. Today I'm joined by MCOM's Commanding General, Lieutenant General Omar Jones. Welcome to Coastal Georgia. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you. I am just very excited to be here. This is the first time I have been to Fort Stewart professionally, but I actually was here as a child 45 years ago, and so it's very, very good to be back. I've driven by my old home that I lived here. My father was a captain here back in the 70s, but it's really good to be here, and I appreciate the time and the chance to talk with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you giving your time today. So let's hop straight into it.
Sounds great.
We are the Army's home.
Yes, we are.
What does that mean to you, and how does Fort Stewart fit into that statement?
So not only is it the motto for Installation Management Command, it's also the reason we exist, what we're for. In my mind, so there are 104 installations across the regular Army and U.S. Army Reserve, and every single one is different. You know, when you are here at Fort Stewart, you know, you're in coastal Georgia, very different than Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio or Fort Meade up in Maryland or any of our installations around the world. It's unique in the mission, unique in the location, unique in the community. But our job is to provide a common experience based on Army values. You know, to provide that home. So as soldiers and their families move from one installation to another, well, each one is different and unique. There's some commonalities. They should always feel safe. They should always feel protected. You know, that's the place where they're going to go to work, where they're going to deploy from, where they're going to develop their relationships, where they're going to send kids to school. All of those things, that's our job. Our job is to provide that home. Because if you ask a soldier, you ask an Army family member, you know, where are they from? In almost every case, they're going to answer with a military installation. Yes, and our job is to help provide that experience for them and support all the commanders across the board. And I take great pride in that. Our garrisons, really all of Installation Management Command, providing that home for the Army. And for Fort Stewart, here, you know, in Hinesville, outside of Savannah, you know, you're the Army's home in this part of Georgia.
Yeah. Yes, sir. As you're aware, the Army is always shifting. Mm-hmm. How do you believe that the Army will shift to using analytics for decision-making processes?
One, it is moving fast across the Army. You know, it's one of the Secretary of the Army's priorities, and it's also moving fast across Installation Management Command. In my mind, the technology that we have in the 21st century, it is just an incredible opportunity for us to leverage the technology, first and foremost, so that we understand what's happening across our organizations better. Secondly, reduce the workload. In my mind, the most powerful resource we have are our brains. Yes, but I want to put our brain power and our energy and our passion against the hard problems. Let the computers do the routine work. Let the computers do just those, you know, the analytical work, those kind of things, so that we get good awareness. Commanders can make more informed decisions across the board. Where we've come across Installation Management Command over the past 2 years, and where the Army is and where the Army's going, it's fantastic. You know, so we have our first Chief Data Analytics and Installation Management Command, brought him on board last year. Our first Chief of Technology we brought on this year. And between the two of them, where they are helping the command go in the future to really enable the garrisons and enable senior commanders across the Army, I think is very exciting.
Yes, sir. Well, let's talk local for a little bit.
Sure.
So providing quality housing is important for MCOM's missions. Mm-hmm. Do you see Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield moving to privatized housing?
Well, we already have privatized housing, as you know. I mean, here you have both Army family housing, where it's been privatized almost for 2 decades now. And what we've really learned as an Army from privatized housing is that when we privatized, we were able to bring in a lot of private money to improve the houses. And those houses are now owned by those private companies. You know, here at Fort Stewart, it's the Balfour Beatty Company. But our job as the Army, because we're part of that partnership, it's a partnership here at the local level, BBC and the Army. Our job is to be the advocates for soldiers and families, and to make sure that housing is at the right quality, to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's secure. Every single week, we have 6 housing companies Army works with. I am working with those housing companies, making sure that work orders are being responded to in time, that houses are being turned appropriately in time when someone moves out to get ready for the next family moving in. Our job is to make sure that we are taking care of soldiers and families as those private companies take care of the homes going forward. I think we've learned a lot of lessons in probably the past 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
We have 100,000 homes in the Army across the world that we're responsible for. In my mind, you know, if there's even one out of those 100,000 homes where the family is not getting the right quality, we've got some work to do. And I think we continue to move forward for that goal, that every family feels like they have right quality, safe, secure housing across the board.
Well, as you're aware, affordable housing is decreasing in the area. So how do you believe that we can tackle that problem with affordable housing?
I think the key is the basic allowance for housing. You know, we've made tremendous progress across the Department of Defense, really over the past, I'd say probably 2 to 3 years, in terms of basic allowance for housing, BAH rates, being more consistent with what the housing rates are, you know, off the installations, so they're more competitive, so that our soldiers and families do have the housing allowance coming in to allow them to have a house that's appropriate, whether it is one of the privatized homes here on the installation, or if they choose to buy or to rent off the installation, they've got a housing allowance that is, again, providing them the appropriate quality of life that includes commuting distance, you know, size of the home, quality of the home, you know, safety of the neighborhood, all those kind of things. And what you hear from the Army leadership consistently is continued advocacy to make sure that that basic allowance for housing rate is consistent for the communities across the board. And there is so much growth here, which is wonderful for you know, coastal Georgia, but it does cause the cost of living to go up, housing prices to go up, and we just gotta make sure we keep pace with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Energy resilience continues to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
As you're aware, the main threat in Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield is severe weather.
It is. Yeah.
So can you discuss the importance of continuously practicing energy resilience?
And Brian, if I can, I'm going to expand it actually beyond just energy resilience to resilience, to your point. So, you know, hurricanes are fortunately too common, and the threat is very real, as all our local residents know, you know, here, you know, in the East Coast, particularly the Southeast and coastal Georgia specifically. But when you look at all the critical missions that we have right now, the division headquarters is deployed, you know, we've got units that are always coming and going, really to support our national defense here from Fort Stewart and from Hunter Army Airfield. Just, I mean, some absolutely essential units across both installations. Our job as an Army is to make sure that the installations are resilient. So whether it is activity by a nefarious actor, who is disrupting the energy, disrupting the water, disrupting the network support, or whether it's a natural disaster, a hurricane or something like that, that really disrupts what happens on the installation, our job is to make sure that the installations are resilient so that we can take care of the people, first and foremost, but we can also continue the mission. And that's, as we think about how do we maintain, whether it's renewable energy sources, whether it's microgrids, those kind of things, so that no matter what disaster may happen, we can continue the mission to support the national defense. What I've seen over the past 3 years that I've been at MCOM, Fort Stewart is making tremendous strides in that direction, and I'm very pleased to see the path that Colonel Austin and General Norrie have the installation on, because I think it just continues to become more and more resilient for all the reasons I just talked about.
Yes, sir. The PCS season is arriving.
Yeah.
How can your initiatives and priorities in regards to spouse employment, affordable childcare, and home-based businesses help new families who are coming in the area and moving into Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield?
So next month, my family and I would have served 32 years. And we've moved, I think, 15, 16 times in 32 years. And not uncommon for an Army family by any stretch. Every single one of those moves, there's an exciting piece to it. Get to go someplace new, a new community, really reconnect with friends you maybe served with before and meet new friends. But it is also a hard time on the family. It is a hard time. Pack up everything when that moving van drives away with all your household goods on it. It's always a, okay, take a deep breath. Here we go again. And this is hard. As the Army leaders have talked about quality of life for the Army, you know, one of the initiatives, both the Army leaders we have today and their predecessors, has been to improve the PCS process, reduce the stress associated with PCS. And we looked at that in a number of areas. One is the administrative piece. Make sure the soldiers get the orders in enough time, that they can prepare and do all the things they need to do. Two, improve the transportation response, you know, the moving companies, in terms of how we work with the companies so that they're available, the quality is right, the oversight from the government, from the companies, et cetera. Housing, making sure quality housing is available, reducing the wait list as much as we can across the board. And then really what you just talked about is the spouse employment opportunities. When I reflect back when I started in the Army, we had very few soldier spouses were employed. That has radically changed today. And we've got to make sure that military spouses have that opportunity, start a career, continue a career, rejoin the workforce, whatever it is they want to do, you know, while they're soldier PCSs. And then the fifth initiative is all associated with childcare. But particularly for the families, what I would offer for the audience out there, you know, if there's any Army spouse who is thinking about joining the workforce, rejoining the workforce, or continuing a career as your soldier PCSs, please go see Army Community Services. You may not even have a fully formed idea. You just may have an itch that you want to join the workforce. Go see Army Community Services. Tell them what you're thinking about, and they will help you with every step along the process, whether it is helping you just form goals, whether it is drafting your resume, whether it is prepping for an interview. All the steps in between, that is a part of the Army's commitment to you to make sure you've got professional opportunities available to you as you support and serve right alongside your soldier. And then for childcare, a very similar approach. You know, so our Child and Youth Services offices here as part of the Garrison's Director of Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. And sometimes we use acronyms too often in the Army. So we have the PCS office, just like the PCS for moves, but the Parents Central office there within COIS, within DFMWR. If you have childcare needs and you're not sure what that means, is it you want to have a child taken care of on the installation? Maybe it's off the installation with Army fee assistance, but you know you have a childcare need. Go see the PCS office. Communicate them your desire, your need, etc. And they're there to help walk you through the process, again, as part of the Army's commitment to your quality of life, to provide that childcare that supports readiness for the entire Army.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I appreciate all that, and I thank you for your time today. Yep. Thank you for coming to Coastal Georgia, and I hope you have a good time here.
I appreciate it, and thank you for being an Army intern. I wish you the very best going forward, and I appreciate the time today. It's been very good talking to you.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.